This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة الدامة والصلاة القائمة سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضل والشرف والمرشد العالمين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in me a greater sense of love for him, fear of him, piety and consciousness and hope in his mercy, in our privacy, in our private life, more so than we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. Living fearlessly is the hallmark of a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in numerous places in the Quran, speaks to the great prophets and messengers of Allah by repeatedly saying to more than one of them, La takhaf, don't be afraid. And I want from the beginning to establish that as a natural human expression, as a part of my humanness and your humanness, that there will be moments in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts, where you hesitate from something for no particular reason other than a moment of fear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to separate as a believer between the fear that is instilled by your humanness and blown up, increased in your heart by the shaitan and his whisperings, and the second aspect of realizing what is danger and taking precaution. Being afraid of getting onto an airplane is something that I've seen and witnessed once in my travels. I was on a flight from Perth to Sydney, and I saw a lady get onto the plane. She was held in her hand by a coach, someone who was with her assisting her, and whispering her, everything will be okay. The noises you hear are them loading the luggage. Don't be afraid. We're going to take it one step at a time. They had her sit in an exit that was near the front of the plane. And I, being a person who's inquisitive, was watching the drama of the genuine fear and terror that this poor elderly lady was having. And after a few minutes, as they begin to get the plane ready and set up and the pilot comes on, the lady screams out, I need to get off, I can't do this, I'm going to die. Everybody on the plane, 300 other people, are happy to get on the plane. Their mind is not hindered by this thought that cripples them from a normal day-to-day process. And she was deplaned and apologetically, and everybody was very sorrowful for her experience. There are others who are afraid of spiders or cockroaches. Coming to Australia, it was one of my fears My first experience in Australia was something flying that I thought was a bird, and it was a cockroach. It was something coming from Canada I've never experienced. Fear is natural. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to overcome it. And a lot of what you hear and receive at times on the news, on the media, on the things that seek to desensitize us, to control and manipulate people into fearing the other, fearing something that is not to be feared, making something appear dangerous when it has no danger. Terms such as Islamophobia, where a person, it's like arachnophobia, fear of spiders. There are people who are afraid of Muslims. There are people who are afraid of laws, people who are afraid of medicines, people who are afraid of plastics, people who are afraid of different things because of information that they have received and processed in particular ways. And I wanted to speak about the story of Musa, who repeatedly Allah says to him in the Quran, La takhaf. Could you imagine that on the holy mountain, on that blessed place of Tur Sina, Allah reveals Himself to Musa alayhi salam, Istafaytuka bi kalami wa risalati. I chose you from amongst humanity to speak direct to you, ya Musa. And Musa hears Allah in a way that is known to him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that moment, Musa makes dua to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Oh Allah, open my heart to believe in the mission of going to face Fir'aun, the greatest civilization of the time, the greatest military, economic, political power of the era. Oh Allah, open my heart that I can believe that I can overcome this fear. He was terrified. And as Musa eventually stands in front of Fir'aun, Allah describes him. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa, as he stood before Pharaoh, inside his heart, he was afraid. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. I said to him, Musa, don't be fearful. I'm with you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he exits to make the hijrah, leaving behind the people of Mecca, leaving behind his family, his home, his land, leaving behind Al-Ka'bah al-Musharrafah. And as he sets upon the hijrah, he is forced to sit in comfort in a cave for 3 or 4 days until the people of Quraysh begin looking for his traces and tracks elsewhere. And as he is in the cave with his best friend and companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr momentarily feels a moment of fear. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو نظروا إلى تحت أقدامهم لرأونا. O my messenger of God, if they were to just look to where their feet stand, they will see us. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تخف ولا تحزن. Don't be afraid and don't feel sorrow. Inna Allaha ma'ana. And Allah records those words in the Quran. Fear is one of the most debilitating and easily overcome aspects of our humanness if one begins to present tawakkul ala Allah, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the concept of trust at times, many people have been blind to its reality, that it begins by putting in your effort to receive the trust and the mercy in your heart that everything will be okay, even if it does not work out in the way that you want it to be and the plan that you had in mind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man come to the Friday prayers as we came for Salatul Jumu'ah, and he got off his mount, he got off his camel, and he left it untied, and he walked into the masjid. And as he's entering into the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ said, your camel, i'qilha, tie it up. Up until today, the Arabs, when they wear their shimag, their headdress, the red and white checkered, they wear the iqal. They wear that black thing that keeps it in place. It's called the iqal, the thing that you tie up your camel with. because it's made in the figure eight and you put each hoof of the camel in it so it can't run away. So the Prophet ﷺ says, اِعْقِلْهَا, take off your thing, tie up your camel. He said, قَدْ تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, but I trust Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. For you to trust Allah, tie up your camel first, and then believe that Allah will assist you, that somebody will not untie it, that it will not get out without you having done your part. In life, my dear brothers and sisters, the greatest reason that people find themselves held back from success, from economic success, from financial liberty, from moving forward in their life spiritually, from getting married or asking for a divorce, for raising their children in a way that is pleasing to Allah, making a life decision that impacts their job, doing the things that at times our mind says, but this, I don't know, I'm scared. It's right, I believe it's right, but I'm too scared. I don't know if I should invest. I don't know if I should buy. I don't know if I should sell. I don't know if I should move forward. One brother who's with us today, he came and he said, Sheikh Yahya, I'm going to ask for a sister's hand, but I'm scared. You know the family, Sheikh? I said, yes, I know the family. Sheikh, what should I say? He wants insider information, trade secrets, mashallah. I said, Ya Akhi, you have to put your trust in Allah and just be yourself. He said, just be myself? I said, just be yourself. Be who you are. Don't put on a show. Don't represent yourself in a way that's not true. And the Prophet, the brother, subhanAllah, he made it to the doorstep and fear overcame him. The brother walked all the way, parked his car, came to the house, time is set, made it all the way, turned around and called me from the car. He said, Sheikh, I'm so scared. What if they don't like me? I said, you won't get married. I said, your bigger problem is if they do like you and you don't like them. That's a bigger problem. So he laughed. And I said, go back in, bismillah. The brother's now married, mashallah. Mashallah, he's with us today. Trusting Allah means doing your part, moving forward, taking a step, not letting your mind confine you, hold you. Look at the greatest jihad that a person performs. The greatest thing you can do as a believer in support of the truth. Kalimatu sidq, to speak a word of truth in front of somebody who has power but is oppressive. Somebody who has the power to exact injustice upon you, but you still speak out, you still represent the truth because it is the truth. That your fear for your wealth, for your honor, for your name, for your position, for your privilege, for your comfort, does not restrict you from being a person who stands up for the truth. So Musa, Allah says to him, La takhaf, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. Don't be afraid to knock on the door. Don't be afraid if it doesn't work out the way you plan, the way you intend. And subhanAllah, in the journey of each of the prophets of Allah, Allah uses that same word with Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, with Prophet Lut alayhi salam, with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah uses it with Prophet Yusuf and Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah uses it with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is the one who was made to live fearless, that which is fearful in the hearts of others is removed with the courage given to him by Allah. I end in celebration of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari that he speaks these words. And when I tell you Ali radiallahu anhu said it, it's not like any man like me and you. Ali radiallahu anhu is a warrior from the warriors of Allah, was a one who was a person who was endowed with strength, with clarity of mind, with physical and spiritual powers that none of us possess. Ali radiallahu anhu is the one who in the battle of Khaybar ripped the gate of the castle off the walls to allow the believers access. Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one who single-handedly held back 300 men who came to try to capture him for ransom because they wanted to exhort the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That man, Ali, this same man, he says, إِذَا حَمِيَ الْوَطِيسِ. When the battle was at its full rage, وَخِفْنَا, and us, the Sahaba, were scared, اختبأنا في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We hid in shelter behind the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the Battle of Hunayn, when the Muslim army was encircled, 10,000 in number or more, they entered into the valley, and from above the cliff tops, the tribe of Hawazin encircled them and began to pellet them with arrows and spears and rocks. And as soon as they were caught in that ambush, most of the Sahaba ran for cover, except for five, in one riwayah, seven men stood with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at that moment when others ran, he stood on his horse and he drew his sword. And he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam poetically, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا ابْنِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبْ مَنْ أَرَادَنِي فَهَا أَنَا ذَاكْ. I am the Prophet of God, it is no lie. The one who wishes to face me, let him come. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A Muslim lives fearlessly. And the fearlessness that we have is derived from a root cause of faith in our heart that I will speak to you about after Jilsatul Istiraha. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. أستغفر الله العظيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. وما بدلوا تبديلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ and those who follow him an example that they do not change the tradition that they have always maintained. And one of the worst factors of fear, of inferiority complex, of lacking self-confidence in faith, lacking self-esteem in our iman, lacking trust in our relationship with Allah, is that we begin to chameleon ourselves, to masquerade our behaviors, that we change the very essence of our submission to Allah to something other than it. That Islam changes from being the religion of giving yourself in surrender to God to simply being known as the religion of just peace. For us as Muslims, Islam is described as the religion of giving oneself to attain peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It begins with sami'na wa ata'na. We hear the command of God, ay alimna ma qala Allah, alimna ma amara rasuluhu. We hear the word of God, we hear the instructions of His messenger. وَأَطَعْنَا أَيْ تَمَرْنَا وَفَعَلْنَا. We've been ordered, so we comply with that which we have been ordered and shown in precedence and in behavior of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What makes a Muslim fearless is that they know that between them and Allah is one step to the grave. And I want you and I to know, young and old, male and female, mature and student, that between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no separation except a breath that you take. And the breath you take is counted by Allah for you. It begins depleting the moment your life has begun. And where you are today and where you want to be tomorrow, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, اذكروا هادم اللذات. And al-ladhat in another riwayah, make remembrance of the thing that destroys desire or destroys enjoyment. Ala wa huwa al-maut, that your death makes you focused on what you really should be fearful of. Fala takhafuhum wa khafuni. Don't be afraid of the creation, but be fearful of the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essential element that at times is missing from many of us in our homes is that the concept of taqwa Allah, of fearing Allah, of being obedient to Allah, of putting the word of God and the order of His Messenger before our own desire, our own habits, our own kneelings and dealings, our own financial aspirations, that we turn away from what Allah commanded, from what the Rasul taught, for a aradan min ad-dunya, for a cheap share of this worldly life. It gives you that insecurity. What happens if I pass away? Who will look after my children? What will happen to my home? What will come after me today? But the believer wakes up in the morning, a little bit before the dawn, and they make their ablution and they make their dhikr of Allah. And they stand before Allah when everyone on their street, their lights are out, their light comes on. And they pray two rak'ah before Fajr has arrived. It settles whatever fear, whatever worry, whatever angst is in their heart. It is for this reason the Prophet ﷺ said, two rak'ah, two prostrations before the Fajr prayer is better than the world and anything you acquire in it. And they begin their day by putting their head in the ground and knowing Allah is the one who is exalted. And they continue for the rest of the day. La liya wa la alayhi. I owe no one and I don't expect anyone to owe me. They put in an honest, hard effort to earn the rizq that is written for them in the heavens that they struggle to earn on the earth. They have a trust in that each and every breath is given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who keeps the birds up in the sky and the ants fed in their burrows, that no one who has a sincerity of heart except that their needs will be met by our Creator, our Maker, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your fearlessness comes from the fact that you know at any moment that I am good with Allah. I'm good with my family. I'm good with my neighbors. I haven't left my wife with a cross word. My children do not have hatred in their heart towards me. I've spent upon those who are needy, those who are elevated, those who are lowly. I am open to criticism, open to accepting advice. And when I'm asked for it, I give it truthfully and sincerely to the one who requests it. I'm a good friend and a keeper of secrets. I'm a person who seeks the akhirah by investing in my dunya. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove fear from our hearts that debilitates us from success, to replace it with strength of purpose and iman, and to make us trusting upon Allah because we put effort in our days and in our nights. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
Make sure that your lines are complete. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Consider that this could be a final prayer for us. اخشعوا في صلاتكم وصلوا صلاة مودع. اللهم صل على نبينا. اللهم إني وجهت إليك وجهي فاطر السماء. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبحان الله. إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما. كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق، وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا. من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا، خالدين فيه، وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا. يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا، يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا. نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما. ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا، فيذرها قاعا صفصفا، لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا. يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له، وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا. يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم، وقد خاب من حمل ظلما ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. الله أكبر.